بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب تحسين الصوت بالقرآن وطلب القراءة من حسن الصوت والاستماع لها. This chapter is on it being preferable, mustahab, to recite the Quran and Majid in a beautiful tone, and also requesting somebody with a good voice to recite the Quran and to listen attentively to the Quran. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما أذن الله لشيء ما أذن لنبي حسن الصوت يتغنى بالقرآن يجهر به متفق عليه. معنى أذن الله أي استمع وهو إشارة إلى الرضاء والقبول. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying Allah does not listen to anything as much as He listens to the recitation of a Nabi, a messenger, with a good voice, reciting the Quran in a beautiful and loud tone. So in this hadith, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to the recitation of a Nabi who recites the Quran, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reciting the Quran with a beautiful voice and reading it aloud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that we recite the Quran in a beautiful tone, with tajweed and reciting it with feeling and with khushu, with khudu, having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with excellent qualities, internal and external. And with all this, he had kept in mind the rules of recitation of the Quran, reciting the Quran in a sweet voice. We'd find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when whilst he was in Makkah, he would recite Quran at some times. The enemy, the mushrikeen, some leaders, would crawl right to his house to listen to his recitation. We know the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam attracted a whole group of jinn to come and listen to the recitation of the Quran when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited it, to such an extent that they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So reciting Quran and Majid, especially from a Nabi, and of course even his ummah, this attracts the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says, when Allah listening attentively means that he accepts and he is happy and he is pleased with such a recitation. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له لقد أوتيت مزمارا من مزامير آل داود متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له لو رأيتني وأنا أستمع لقراءتك البارحة. As Abu Musa Ash'ari رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah said to him once that, oh Abu Musa, you have been given one of the flutes of the family of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, you have been given a very melodious voice like how Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam had. We know Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah blessed him with a very beautiful voice. And when he would recite, the birds in the air would stop to listen to his recitation. The animals from the jungle would come and throng around just to listen to his recitation. He would recite in a very, very beautiful, melodious voice. And among the Sahaba, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala, from the Ash'ari tribe, he was also given a very beautiful, melodious voice. So once Rasulullah praises him in this hadith, we understand that Rasulullah tells him, as though you have been given one of the flutes of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning you have been given a very melodious voice. This hadith is not talking about playing the flute, ma'adallah, no. What is implied is just as the beautiful tone that comes out and how Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would recite so beautifully the Zabur, like that, O Abu Musa, you also read the Quran very, very beautifully, as though you have been given one of the flutes of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, a very beautiful, mellifluous and melodious tone. So here again, it is understood that we should be trying and reciting the Quran in a melodious voice. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قرأ في العشاء بالتين والزيتون فما سمعت أحدا أحسن صوتا منه متفق عليه. البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم reciting in Isha Salah one day والتين والزيتون. It's a famous surah, we always recite it, we hear it. And he says, I did not hear anyone with a more beautiful voice than that of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we see throughout that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم exalted in reciting the Quran in the most beautiful voice. So this hadith also encourages us, his ummah, to recite Quran Sharif in a most beautiful voice. And we finish with one more hadith. عن أبي لبابة بشير بن عبد المنذر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من لم يتغنى بالقرآن فليس منا رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد معنى يتغنى يحسن صوته بالقرآن أبو لبابة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said one who does not recite the Quran in a melodious voice is not one of us. In other words, this hadith is quite a stern warning to all of us that we should not just read Quran haphazardly. Of course, we should try and recite, learn the Quran to recite with tajweed to the best of our ability and recite it in a melodious voice. Every person is not given a very beautiful voice, but to the best of our ability, try and read in the melodious voice that we are able to recite. And this will bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's special favor. Remember, this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In school, when you have to give a speech, you stand up in front of the class and you try and express yourself in a very eloquent manner, and you'll make sure you read each word correctly. Here, this is the kalam of Allah. We should not be unmindful and read how we wish. Try and recite the Quran how Allah has revealed it, and we should try and beautify our voice when reciting the Quran. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.